Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is regarding the first three verses of Surah An-Nas, which is the last surah of the Holy Quran, last chapter of the Holy Quran. The question that we want to pose regarding this surah is, why is it that God Almighty has mentioned three attributes of his essence, of his divine nature, one after another in the order that he has? First of all, God Almighty says to the prophet and asks the prophet to seek refuge in him from the insinuations and temptations of the devil who seeks to misguide human beings and lead them astray from the right path. But he asks the prophet and us, indirectly asks us to seek refuge in him by mentioning and referring to himself and alluding to himself by means of three attributes. First of all, the attribute of his lordship, meaning he refers to himself as the Lord of men, the Rabbun Nas, the Lord of men, the being who nourishes and takes care of men, the being who nourishes and takes care of men. Secondly, he refers to himself as Malikin Nas, the king of men, the ruler over men. And finally, Ilahin Nas, the Lord of men, or the God of men, or the object of worship of men. So, in some of our previous programs, we alluded to the meanings of these attributes and why he refers to himself using these three attributes. Today, we're going to look at another dimension of this problem, and that is the order in which these attributes have been mentioned. First, he mentions himself and refers to himself as the Lord of men, then the King of men, and finally, the God of men or the object of worship of men. So, regarding the order in which these three attributes have been mentioned, some of the Quranic commentators have explained this in the following way, by way of an example. Let's say that there's a child, right? There's a child, and the child is faced with a certain danger, right? A certain danger, and he wants to repel this danger from himself, right? So how does he do this? Who is the first person that he refers to when he wants to repel this danger from himself? The first person he refers to is his parents, right? The people under whom he is being raised, the person in whose care he has been given, whose function it is the upbringing and the caretaking of this child. He refers to his parents, right? If the child is a child, God forbid, who is an orphan, who doesn't have anybody who take care of him, the next person he refers to is the king, the sovereign of the nation, right? The person in whose hands is the caretaking of such children, right? Such caretaking of such children. He'll refer to the police, he'll refer to the government, and he'll ask for assistance, right? And in the situation, right, where even such people, such individuals cannot assist him, where is the last being who the child takes refuge in? He takes refuge in God Almighty. When he sees that there is nobody who can assist him, he seeks refuge in God. The Quran sometimes refers to this in some of the surahs of the Holy Quran, some of the verses of the Holy Quran. It says when people, they board a boat, a vessel, and they encounter a storm, and there's nobody to help them, right? They ask God with sincerity to assist them, and they lose hope in all things. Right? Something similar happens in this situation for this child, right? So God Almighty refers to himself using these three attributes, so to tell us, right, that in reality, these three attributes are not the attributes of human beings. Rather, all of these attributes belong to God Almighty, and we should therefore seek refuge in Him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the first three verses of the Surah An-Nas. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.